Simon Yusuf Wolf, Ein Koifer mit der Taz, Matil Matiz auf Nofeho, Kemoishi Kfula. Es ist der Rav, der Zorch, der Hatem, der Abba, der Nofeh, der Schutim. You can't fold the Talus in half and assume that that fold is the end of the Talus. Because if you open it up, it's going to end up, it's just in the middle of the Talus, and that's the wrong place. And the only way you can do that is Elim came tofra kula afilu miroach echad. If you sewed up in one entire side that won't open, be able to open up, then it's considered that that's where the talus ends, where the fold is. You could put the tzitzit by the fold, the corners that were formed by the fold. Nishagrua brings a chiddush that if the beggar was too long, it was twice his size, so he folded in half, so it should be his size. So the opinions that say that in such a case, if you didn't sew it up, it's potter from tzitzit, because as it is, it's too big for you to wear, so it's not considered a beggar. A nice Mishabu brings the Tatum Prima Kodam's maskona is that in such a case as you're folding it up, you should put the tzitzis at the edges of the garment because the fold is not the edge, but put it on without a bracha because it's not so poshut that this long garment is considered a garment since it's so long. The Ramah continues, V'yeshayimir shechayivim afil b'loy tfira t'v'las v'tzitzis av'loy l'vorcha le'. Some say that it is chayiv if you just fold it over, even though you know, the only way to wear it is fold it over and you didn't sew it, but since that's the way you're planning to wear it, these opinions say that you can't fold it in half and put on tzitzis, you should make a bracha. The truth is, it's not so clear what this wants to say, because if the Efsem, the talus, was mechuyev in tzitzis, and you fold it in half, and now you're putting it in the middle, so it's going to come out that the Efsem is mechuyev in tzitzis, you put the tzitzis in the wrong place. So you have a problem much worse than not making a bracha. You're not putting on the tzitzis without it's mechuyev in tzitzis, you're not putting the tzitzis. And if it's something that the tzitzis is on the corner, and you're also putting the fold, and you have six tzitzis, it's also no good. So bottom line is that do not do this. If you want to fold your talus in half, sew it up and then put on the tzitzis. Hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. He already has tzitzis and now he's putting on another set of tzitzis. So he's going to have eight tzitzis instead of four. Or have many more than the original four. So in this kind of battle, are you showing the chaytuch, are you showing the ksheira? That if you want the second one to override the first one, so you allowed to put on the second one and then cut off the first one. So chiddush, because there was a point in time that you had double tzitzis. But since your intent was to make these replacements, it works. But when you put it on, afterwards you want it to be a tzitzis, you want it to be over about tzitzis, so now it passes the tzitzis, and there's no way to, you have to take them off and start again. Ramos is yes machshirim b'cholinyan, that there are those that do not differentiate whether it's kavan was mivat or lehoisif, whether they cut the first one or the second one, as long as you remain with the right amount, you're right. Now, this opinion holds that even though you're moisif on the tzitzis, it doesn't pass on the tzitzis. So as long as you cut off the extra ones, you're not going to be over about tzitzis at the time you wear it. And l'chein ikir, that's the way we pass it, if somebody has some reason to do this. But that everyone agrees that if you didn't cut off the extra tzitzis or the first ones, depending on what your kavanah was, then you're not yoytzeh with these tzitzis because these are about tzitzis tzitzis. Simen Yud, Sif Zayin. Abushim Shem Suchim and Asad Matar Yeshem Abakras with Sad Matar Lamalim Stumim. A garment that has a slit on the bottom, but it doesn't go all the way up. So let's say you can imagine you have an undershirt and you make a slit on the two sides of the bottom. So in Ruba Yisrael Sempata. If the majority remains closed, you may just a partial sit on the bottom, see a third way up, then it's not considered a four-cornered garment. It's considered closed on the sides. Ruba Pesuach Chayiv, and Chetzi Yisrael and Chetzi Patuach, Atilim Oyisrael, Lachumer, Vachayiv. If the majority is closed, the majority is open, Chayiv. And if it's 50%, then Nistafik is Chayiv and Sitz. You do not measure the road from underneath where the arms were. You made a hole for the arms. That is a big mistake because you go, it has to be the majority of the entire length of the garment. You have to measure from the shoulder to the bottom, and you look at the armhole as if it's closed. If you have a beggar that's not chayiv and tzitzis, or here we have a case where we have a suffix that's chayiv and tzitzis, if you put on tzitzis, you should now go after those tzitzis on Shabbos, because maybe it's potter, and then tzitzis are just like you're carrying something which has no purpose. Avoid this situation. Make sure you have a majority of the sides opened up.